You have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark, the 8th chapter and the 35th verse. One verse there. Mark 8 and 35. The title of my message is Realize the Promise Through Submission. Submitting ourselves to God. We have a problem as humans. We want our will, our way, what I want. And sometimes we have to say, God, no, it's not what I want. It's what you want. And submit ourselves to him. Mark 8 and 35 says, for whosoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whosoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. With God, you give up to get. You bow down to be lifted up. You humble to get exalted. Amen. There is power in humbling. There is power in submitting to God. Saying, God, not my will, but your will be done. Would you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one here. I pray, God, that your anointing would continually move in this place. I need your touch. I depend on your grace and mercy this morning. I need your anointing. I pray, God, that you would touch and minister in every life. And God, we give you honor and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Not my will, not what I want. In our home, our granddaughter has found out what cookies are. And candy and chips. I want candy. Say, after you eat. I don't want bean beans. I want candy. And sometimes we are like that with God. God, I want what I want. I want what I desire. You see, when you understand the will of man, it was the will of man that brought the downfall of men in the Garden of Eden. For it was man who said, God said not to eat of this, but I want to. It looks good. I mean, no, what looks good always isn't good. What tastes good always isn't good for you. You know, it amazes me that food that tastes good isn't good for you. I love hot dogs, chili dogs. Every time I have one, someone would say, do you know what's in that? I don't care. But those things that are good for you don't always taste that good. Amen. And so sometimes we need to understand it's not what we want, but it's what God wants. The Bible said that Eve, the devil tempted her by saying, has God said? And said, you're not going to die, but you're going to become like God. And you're going to get what you want. Now, all of you men, don't get excited here. A lot of times we jump on women because Eve took of the fruit. But Romans tells us that one man sinned and another man came. Somebody say amen. Because God put the man in charge. Oh, I need to leave that alone. But man sinned and they fell because of their will, and they come under the leadership of the devil. They surrendered everything they had to the devil. And don't you know that Jesus Christ came and conquered the flesh? I like that. The Bible said that the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. When Eve saw the fruit, although God spoke and said, don't do it. But she saw it and it looked good to the eyes. And it looked good for food. And to make one wise, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Jesus was driven by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness where he was tempted of the devil. Because in whom you obey, to him you serve. And because man surrendered themselves and listened to the devil, they surrendered authority to him. So the devil comes and tempts Jesus. Because if he can get Jesus to listen to him, he cannot be our Savior. And he cannot be our God. So he comes down and says, Jesus is fasting. If you're hungry and you are God, make that stone into bread. The lust of the flesh. Jesus said, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know what he was saying? He's saying, more important than my belly is God. Then he took him up and put him on a pedestal, and he said, is it not written that he has put angels in charge of you, lest you dash your foot against a stone? Jump off. They'll catch you. The pride of life. Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Then he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, if you bow down to me, you can have all this. He created it all. But you understand this. He created the world, gave man dominion over it. Man surrendered it to the devil. So the devil can offer it. But the devil didn't realize that very soon Jesus was going to take it back. Oh, I don't think he... Oh, that's good. That's good stuff right there. Jesus said, thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and him only shall this. And the Bible said the devil ran. He fled in terror. He ran out of there because he could not get Jesus. Jesus conquered the will of the flesh. We find him in the Garden of Eden where he literally said, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. It was in the garden where the will of flesh was defeated. The I was defeated. And therefore, I want you to know, you and I can defeat over the I will and the flesh, and you and I can have victory. Somebody say amen. But what it takes is submitting ourselves to the authority of God and getting rid of the I want, I will. This is what I want. If I don't get what I want. But when you understand that if you live under him and he is your authority, you have victory. Yes. Turn around and tell your neighbor, you got victory. Because you understand this, Romans, the 16th chapter and the 21st, but even the 19th verse says, simple considering evil, the simplicity of evil. You know what the simplicity of evil is? And the God of peace shall bruise the devil under your feet, or crush the devil under your feet shortly. Can somebody say amen? I want you to know, when Jesus Christ conquered the devil, he took everything back. He only left a small space on this earth for the devil to dwell in. And that is under your feet. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. But the word there for crush literally means to destroy, to crush, like taking bone and smashing it into dust. I want the devil to know, I'm not just going to play games. It is time to destroy the works of the enemy and have victory. That word takes on even more of a meaning. You see, that word was used when they told the Roman soldiers to march. Literally meant stomp when you march. Make a noise when you march. Boom, boom. And when all the Roman soldiers marched together, the sound would radiate. The enemy knew they were coming. Oh, I wish somebody would say, I'm a soldier in the Lord, and it's time I start marching and putting the devil under my feet. It is time that I've got the victory. I said, it is time I got the victory. growing up, when we were young, before we realized it was fake, wrestling was real big. We watched it every time it was on. Wasn't wrestling like it is now. Back then it was Bobo Brazil, The Sheik, and they had a tag team called Haystacks Calhoun and Flying Fred Curry. Haystacks Calhoun weighed 700 and some pounds. Flying Fred Curry was a thin man. And when they would fight, Haystacks Calhoun would throw the man down and run and jump on him, a belly flop on him. It was over. When he did that, he got up. And Flying Fred Curry would come over and put his foot on his chest and lift his hand. I want to be like Flying Fred Curry. I don't want to do any of the fighting, but look out, I'm coming. Amen. I'm going to put, Jesus already conquered the devil. All I've got to do is put my foot on him and have the victory. Amen. I'm about ready to get Pentecostal. But it comes from submitting. I'm reminded of the story in the Bible in Daniel, the 3rd and 4th chapter, the story of Nebuchadnezzar and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king, he decided to make a big statue, a big god, if you will, an idol. And in the middle of it, he put a fiery furnace. And he said, put out a decree, the music is going to play. And when the music plays, everybody must bow down to the idol which I have created. The music went out, everybody started bowing down, but three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, you know what? We're holding to the first commandment and the 10 commandments. That says, thou shalt not have any other God before me. We will not bow. I wish somebody would say, we will not bow. Amen. I'm not falling under. I'm standing for God. Well, good news travels fast, but bad news travels faster. And the news got to the king. And the king brought him before him and said, don't you know that I'll throw you in the fiery furnace? And they said, oh, king, let it be known. Heat your furnace 7 times hotter, but we still will not bow. And king, we know our God is able. And even if he doesn't, we know he's able and we will not bow. The king got angry, tied them up in their own clothes, and threw them in the fiery furnace. The furnace was so hot, the poor guys who bound him up and threw him in caught on fire. Literally consumed in fire. That's how hot it was. What would you do? Can you imagine being Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego? Boom. Uh-oh. And Meshach goes, hey, Shadrach, we're not burning up. And Shadrach goes, Abednego, we're not bound anymore. Hallelujah. And Abednego goes, that's nothing. You ought to see who's standing next to me. Hallelujah. Oh, you might go through the fiery furnace, but I want you to know if you'll trust God, you'll believe in God, you're going to come out. You're going to come out. It's going to be victorious. He, king, was having a party. They put down rebellion. He strode past the furnace and looked in and said, stop. Did we not cast 3 bound into the fiery furnace? Yes, king, 3. I don't see 3. I see 4. And they're not bound. I said they're not bound. You might go through the fiery furnace, but don't you let the devil bind you up in the midst of the fire. Still praise in God. Still praise God. Still worship God. You've got the victory. You can still have joy. You can still have peace. When all hell's going wrong, you can still have victory in the midst of the fiery furnace. Oh, I'm about ready to get Pentecostal. Some of you are thinking, boy, he's loud. Get ready. It's going to get worse. He said, they're walking around. You know why they walked around? Because every bit of ground your feet walk upon becomes yours. Whew, you might be in the fiery furnace, but claim that fire. Hallelujah. Claim that battle. This is my ground now. Devil, you tried to put fear in me. Devil, you tried to bring me down, but I held on to God right here, right now, in the midst of all my trouble. I'm claiming the ground. Amen. I'm putting you underneath my feet. Oh, Pastor. Got bad news from the doctor. Walk around. Pastor, might lose my home. Walk around. Claim that ground. Hallelujah. I said claim that ground. Amen. Now listen, here's the victory in it. The king says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out of there. And they crawled out. You're coming out. Oh, I don't think you hit. Some of you are going to start crawling out. Some of you are going to start coming out. Oh, my. But when they came out, their hair wasn't singed. Their clothes wasn't burnt. They didn't even smell like smoke. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know that you can go through this and come out smelling real good? Don't you know you can go through this and come out with a victory and a dance and a shout and a praise? But it all depends on your attitude going through with what you're going through. God, not what I want, but what you want. If this is your desire for my life right now, I'm going to start claiming it. Amen. I'm going to march like a soldier and put the devil underneath my feet. Hallelujah. Come on, worship him. Come on, worship him. Somebody's getting this. Somebody's getting the victory. Somebody's understanding that this thing is not going to destroy you. It's not going to kill you. But if you hold on to God, you're coming out. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the king said, let the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be God. He said, I declare that it's not about me. This idol is nothing, but let the God that is able to take you through the fire, that is able to take you through the trouble, let him be God. Listen to me. I just feel led of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just told me to tell you, some of you, somebody's been watching you. They're watching you. They're going to see how you come through this. They're watching you. And if you give up and you quit and you get all discouraged and you get to why I want what I want, God, I'm tired of this, and you get that way, they're going to see it. But if you come out with out of the fire without smelling like smoke and not singed and burnt, somebody's going to say, wait a minute, there is a God that they serve. I've got to turn to this God. Gotta bring a revival out of it. Oh, hallelujah. And because of that, the king was blessed. God added to his kingdom, to his riches and his stature. When you lower yourself down, he lifts you up. Philippians, the second chapter, says, let this mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but lowered himself down and became obedient. They even called him a servant. If God can be a servant, even unto the cross, therefore... Don't you know there's always a therefore? I said, there's always a therefore. Might going through this problem right now, but I've still got a therefore. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of the Father. God's got a therefore for you if you'll hold on. You'll submit yourself to him. Say, God, it's not about me, but it's about you. But then what happened was God added to the kingdom. And the king was blessed. And it came to a place where he said these words, look what I have done. Look what I have accomplished. All of this is for my glory. And then he had a dream. He had a dream. There was a great tree, and angels came down and cut the tree and left a stump. He called to magicians. He called to the Chaldeans. He called the 1-900 call psychic. And nobody knew the answer. But they called out Daniel. And Daniel come out and said, I can't tell you, but I know a God that knows every secret. There's not a secret withheld from him. And he said, King, you're the tree, because you've exalted yourself. It's about you. And God's going to cut you down. You will be like the beast of the field. You'll eat grass. You're going to lose your mind. You'll be driven from your kingdom. He lost his mind, was driven from his kingdom. They said his fingernails grew like eagle's claws. His hair, dew would set up and look like feathers. And like a beast, he was eating grass of the field. This was the king. This was the one on the throne. This is the one that declared, he's God. Until one day, he lifted up his eyes and he saw God and proclaimed him to be God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. God will bring you down. We were pastoring in Niagara Falls, and we were doing an addition to the church. We had a man in the church who was a contractor, had his own business. He was blessed, loved the Lord, was a youth minister at one time. He had two Harley Davidsons, one brand new, fat boys, like $14,000, $15,000. He had a brand new car and a brand new home. A wife, kids. God revealed to me sin in his life. On a Sunday morning, he was in the church and they were singing. He was clapping his hands and waving his hands and amen and praising the Lord. And I told an usher, go get him and bring him to my office. While they were worshiping and praising God, I pointed my finger at him and said, stop now or you'll lose everything. He said, what are you talking about? You're having an affair with a woman? And I told him who the woman was. He grabbed his heart. Thought he was having a heart attack. He said, how do you know? I said, because there's a God that knows every secret. I said, stop it now. But you don't understand. I'm happy. Doesn't God want me to be happy? You don't understand. She treats me so good. I said, you'll lose everything. I can't. I'm happy. I said, you're no longer the contractor for us. You can't do any more work here. Well, that's not fair. I said, well, tough. He walked out. 1 year later, an old pickup truck, rusted, pulled into our driveway. I saw him get out of the car. His hair was long, had a big beard, thin, lost probably 40 pounds. Walked up to the door, knocked on, I walked out and I saw him. I didn't even know who he was at first. I said to him, what's up? Tears in his eyes, he said. I lost it all. I lost my motorcycles, my car, my home, my family. I can't even be around my kids. I lost it all. You called it, Pastor. I said, what can I do for you? He said, I need your prayer because they're going to put me in jail. Listen to me. When you begin to say, it's what I want.
when you get on the internet at night and you go places you shouldn't go because of the lust of the flesh, God sees you. Not only that, but it's recorded. Every place you go on the internet is recorded in your name. When you're at the job and no one else is around and the pastor's not around and everybody else is not around and you're doing things you ought not to do, God sees you. And I want you to know we're in revival in this church. God will reveal it. I'm reminded of David after he had taken Bathsheba in, after he had her husband killed. The prophet came in and said, King, what would you do if? Boy, when God gives you an if and sets you up. The king said, it shall be taken back from him and given, and he shall be killed. And the prophet said, you're that man. Can you imagine your heart falling out of you when God said, I got you? So I come to you today because I love you enough to tell you, you can have the victory. You can come through every fiery furnace with victory. You can step on the devil instead of him stepping on you. For what I saw that day was a man who once used to shout and dance and praise God. A man who once used to have the devil under his foot. But as I looked at that man, I saw a man who was under the devil's foot. Because he's not your friend. He's not here to play games. He wants to destroy you. I love you. I want to see you blessed. God loves you. If you'll submit to him, he will raise you up. If you'll recognize him for who he is, he will raise you up and bless you. But when you come to the place where you say, as Eve said, as others said, wait, I know this isn't what God wants, but I'm going to do it anyhow. It's when you're in trouble. I want you to stand with me.